Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Lebanon, Delphi, Frankfurt.
And good morning. Welcome to Inside the Huddle on this cold Saturday morning from WILO at 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and 102.7 FM for Lebanon and Boone County. We've got Don Stock and Jamie Blacker and a full show for you today. Just a quick reminder, WILO will have some play-by-play basketball for you today. We've got this afternoon, Clinton Prairie and Fountain Central girls sectional game scheduled for last night, postponed until today, 3 o'clock. We'll have the tip-off for you here. Also tonight, Clinton Prairie at Rossville Boys in action at 7:30. We'll also have that game for you right here on WILO. This is Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. We do have a full show, as we said, so we'll turn it right over to Don Stock and Jamie Blacker.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Nice cold morning here. Good basketball day. As you heard Kevin say, we got a full slate this afternoon. But, hey, let's talk a little basketball from Clinton Central style. We have Coach Davis in with us today. And, Mr. Blacker, what do you think?
Well, I think the Bulldogs showed up last week to play at Clinton Prairie and played a really good first half. I'm interested to see what the coach has to say, but a very tough-nosed ball club. They are 6-7, looking down their schedule here with 9 games to go. I think the Bulldogs have a good chance here to win out and have a winning season. See what the coach has to think about that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Coach Davis, who's with us here in the studio, Coach, welcome to Inside the Huddle, and let's talk a little bit about your basketball team. You haven't got to play since that Prairie basketball game, so that's not a good thing because of rhythm this time of year.
Sure, we this week, of course, everybody's dealing with the weather this week, but we played hard against Prairie on last Friday. I told the boys going in, I said, we got to be the hardest nosed guys on the floor in order to have a chance to win. You could see in the first half that they actually believed that they could win, probably in the first time in a few years that they thought that way. You could just tell in practice that week that they were ready and fired up to play them. And first half, we looked pretty good. Even in foul trouble, we had guys step in that hadn't played a lot of minutes. We had lineups in there that we hadn't had all year at certain times, but they fought, and we had we were down 1 point going into halftime in a great spot. Unfortunately, in the second half, we couldn't hit shots, and Prairie did, and so that kind of dug us in a hole in the third quarter there, and we just never could get out of it. So,
well, let's talk about your bench, because Dylan Price played a heck of a ball game that night, and coming off the bench was one of your key players in the first half, I thought, offensively.
Absolutely. He played a huge role. I mean, he only had 2 points, but offensive rebounds, he got about 3 or 4 offensive rebounds, a couple key blocks defensively for us. He's starting to come along and starting to figure out what his role is, which is going to be huge for us next year when he comes back. So,
well, this is quite a rivalry basketball game. It's always been that way, Central and Prairie, and all the games that they do play, not only football, basketball, baseball, it's just a nice little rivalry. They all know each other, and they play a lot of basketball together, I guess, during the summertime. You would have hoped that anyways. And that ball game in the first half, it was a little physical. I thought that you guys came out pretty physical, playing tough, and I didn't think Prairie liked it very well, but boy, they made some big-time adjustments in the second half.
Yeah, they did. I told the guys that we were going to have to be physical with them early. If we could be physical with them early, they weren't going to like it, and they probably weren't going to be ready for us. I mean, you look at us, Clinton Central hasn't competed against Clinton Prairie really in the last few years. And so all I needed to do was get my kids to believe that there was a chance that they could play. And so and that's what I did. And the kids showed up in the first half. So
Coach Coda Allen, Kyle Pickard, and the Davidson boy, they've played a lot of RC basketball in the last 2 or 3 years, especially those two seniors. And I think going down the stretch here, they're going to be your leaders and you know, win some of these ball games here to get Clinton Central winning basketball season. Don't you feel like that's going to be the case?
Absolutely. Those three have really we've gone with how those three have performed. Lately, we've kind of gone on a little offensive slump, but I'm starting to see some changes at practice. They're really getting after it a lot more. They got more drive than I think they've had all year. And we got some winnable games coming up if we play well. The problem is right now we're in a brutal part of our schedule. We've played quite a few 2A, 3A solid teams, and people don't understand that just because if a 2A or 3A school's record is not very good, means they're not very good, and that's not the case.
That's not the case at all.
And so,
especially playing some of these teams are in the Hoosier Conference.
Absolutely.
Just another level of basketball.
Yeah, and I've come from the Hoosier Conference being an assistant coach at Hamilton Heights the last few years. So I understand that some of these teams, even though their records aren't very good, they're still a solid program. So, we got another game today that, again, Western Boone's record's not very good, but those kids play hard, and they fight, and they're going to be a tough team to beat.
Two things about that game today. Western Boone definitely knows where the weight room is. They've had physical teams, and after senior ball club last weekend, I think Clinton Central found the weight room. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely had a heavy dose of getting those kids in the weight room this summer. Some of them still need to build that weight room. I've been talking to the school, hopefully trying to get a actual advanced physical conditioning class throughout the day. Getting our athletes, boys and girls, in the weight room is very beneficial. Coming from Hamilton Heights, they have a great program, APC program throughout the day. All of their athletes are required to take the class at some point, and it's shown dividends for all of their athletics. It doesn't matter what sport you're playing.
Yeah, you can almost tell the schools that are doing that and the schools that are not just by looking at the size of the athletes.
Well, the good thing that you have is I know we talk a lot about Coda Allen, but I think Coda Allen's the guy that says, hey, we're going to come play basketball. He did at Prairie. He does everywhere that he plays. And to have a point guard that, maybe he's only about 5'7", but still he plays very, very in-your-face type basketball and not afraid to take the shot if somebody needs to take one.
Oh, absolutely. He's our go-to guy. I mean, our offense is run through him. He's got the ball 90% of the time. He makes some great decisions. He finds the open guys. But he also knows when it's his time to score. The other thing that's probably not noticed as much about him is I think he's one of the best defenders, if not the best defender in our conference. He's guarded some really tough kids this year and held them to very few points. I mean, Prairie the other night, McGraw had one field goal, 7 free throws, one field. He had 9 points. And for a 5'7 kid going up against a 6'2, 6'3 kid and only holding them to one field goal, I think that's pretty solid defensively. Also holding the Eastern kid to 10 points. I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now, but that kid can flat out shoot the ball. So Coda's defense is outstanding.
We do play Western Boone. We talked a little bit about that earlier at Western Boone. That's not a fun place to play at. But, you know, your kids respond very well to you, Coach, and it's a good thing to see. I go back to the days when all the county schools were very, very competitive in basketball, and to have Central back into that notch, I think, bodes well for county basketball and for the rivalries that exist in our county.
Absolutely. the kids are really starting to believe that we are a basketball school again. Even the younger kids, I know a lot of the younger kids were very upset with how they thought we didn't perform very well in the second half against Prairie, and they told the seniors that we need to be a little more serious in practice. We need to really get after it a little bit more. They're starting to step up and understand that we're going to be pretty good, and we're turning the corner here.
Yeah, I think if they did any lesson at all to take home from that basketball game is the first 3 minutes of the second half. Prairie came out in that first 3 minutes and just literally shut you guys down. The defense was really, really good, and it took you guys right out of your game. And from that point on, it was pretty much Prairie's game that from the first 3 minutes.
Yes, I agree. That first 3 minutes in the second half, that was the turning point in the game. I know we got a little selfish and forced up some early shots against that zone, which hurt us, and we didn't make them, and they came down and scored, and there was the run. So
yeah, but you know, you do have to give it up a little bit for Prairie's defense. I've seen it when they played Northwestern. Man, Northwestern couldn't get it figured out. The second half of the Western ball game, Western couldn't get it figured out, and so you know, sometimes adjustments need to be made, but, man, I don't know how you make that adjustment on Prairie's 2-3 defense.
We're talking with Coach Derek Davis, coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. They're 6-7. 20 days left in your season, Coach, before the sectional. Your last game is the 25th. So it looks like you got 9 ball games in the next 20 days. Won't be much time for practice. Getting ready to go into sectional 54, I think you guys go to Attica possibly and get ready for Lafayette Central Catholic and Covington, a 10-6 and 11-5 ball clubs. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, what your preparation here is in February leading up to the sectional?
Sure. We have to play well. I mean, we have to start getting on a good run here, especially offensively. Got to get back on track. And if we do that, I think we could win, I mean, quite a few games here down the stretch and give us some confidence going into a really tough sectional. LCC and Covington are both really good teams. I think North Vermilion and even Faith Christian will give some teams some fits. Faith Christian has 3 solid guards. North Vermilion, same. So again, their records are deceiving as well. They play tough schedules and – but I believe our kids can compete in that sectional. LCC and Covington, of course, are the 2 teams to beat in there. They always are. Solid programs, but if we can get our kids to believe in anything, they work hard enough that they'll be in those games.
I agree with you, Coach. I think you guys are a really good, tough-nosed ball club that can just, you know, be able to knock anybody off any night. I think you got Carroll coming up this week on a reschedule. Is that correct? Tuesday night?
It's actually Wednesday night because the girls' sectional. So,
okay.
So we'll play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday this week. Carroll's in the same boat. So it'll be a lot of basketball down the last three weeks of the season. We'll have a lot of basketball to play. But it'll test our adversity and see how we're doing, how we're performing. So
you're 3-3 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference, and you've got Carroll this week, and then a week from now you got Rossville at home. So you got a pretty good chance here to end up on the plus side of the conference. Can you talk about your goals there on where you want to finish in the conference?
Sure. Well, first things first, we got Weibo today, but then definitely going to focus on Carroll. I think the boys would like a second chance at them, donating them a 21-point lead at halftime in the championship game of our holiday tournament. Didn't fare well with the boys, but they came out and fought, and we won the second half of that game by 8 points. So I think they finally see that they're good enough to compete against them. I know they want to play them again, and I'm looking forward to that game on Wednesday. So.
Got anything else, Don? We're about wrapped up here.
I think we're pretty good, Coach. The good thing about you being here, Coach, as a new coach, the same thing as I told Coach Hemlick is in the sectional, if you get that opportunity to play Catholic, man, you don't have any the past of everybody in Clinton County don't think they can beat the Catholic team, but you'll bring a new mentality to that process, and hopefully if you get that opportunity, you can get the job done. We'll be hoping that for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.